You're listening to Body and Soul. Thank you for joining us. I'm Marnie T. Now, New Year's resolutions can easily be forgotten a few weeks into the year, so it can be quite stressful when you actually don't reach those goals. Counsellor and psychotherapist Jacqueline Stone helps us through the process with a healthy perspective. And how are you this morning, Jacqueline?
Very well, thanks, Marnie.
Thank you for joining us on the show. Now, it's the case for most of us setting a New Year's resolution and then we let them slide. That happens a lot. So are we just sort of setting ourselves up for failure by doing this?
They're not inherently a bad idea, New Year's resolutions. I think the problem is, well, partly the hype of the whole New Year phenomena, so the air of possibility and new beginnings. Alternatively, we have a grim sort of view of, God, here I am a year later and nothing's changed. So
yes.
Not a good foot to start on.
No, I would think not. Now, what perspective should we actually start with then when we're actually setting goals? Because, I mean, for me, I don't set any now. I'm over that. But a lot of people like to actually set the goals and say, well, what am I going to do this year?
The two best perspectives are realistic and strategic. So you've got to base it in reality. Think what your circumstances are. If you've got a mate staying for the month of January who likes to party, now is not the time to be cutting back on alcohol and food.
I think that's a good idea.
Based in reality first up. And I think strategy-wise, that's when you've got to think it through. Think through all the hows, whens, wheres and whys. If you can get someone supporting you, a mate who wants to quit smoking with you, wants to get fit with you, all the better.
How often should we actually be rethinking our goals?
Obviously, it kind of depends on what the goal setting is. But if you can find milestones even throughout the whole year, then you'll do well. So if you've got a birthday or, you know, change of season, it's a really good time to be reviewing your goals. Another good time, of course, is holiday. So when you're out of the work, out of the daily routine, you've got a bit of space, a bit of headspace to think through your goals, have a look where you're at. That's probably the best way to go.
Well, I hope that helps everyone. Jacqueline Stone, thank you so much for your time and, of course, your advice on Body and Soul this morning.
Thanks, Marnie.